podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in, a couple things. First of all, we'd love if you'd leave a five-star review. Those reviews are really big to us. Also, go over and check out our sponsors, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. So easy to set up, easy to use, will make your team, you know, will make your team better shooters. I can guarantee that. And not necessarily scorers, but the great thing is they've dealt with that problem. And now you have trainers there. You have things on the Dr. Dish. It will actually help you become a better scorer. So go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Right now, we got a quarterly membership. We're trying something new here. We think it's a great innovation for all of you. Maybe jump in for 3 months and kick the tires around. We believe in teachhoops.com so much that we have a 14-day free trial right now. No one else has that. No one else are you going to get their bat phone and be able to get on a call and help them through. So our roadmap is second to none, too. It will walk you through your basketball journey. So come over and check us out at teachhoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast.
I think you're right. I don't know if I can make you a better shooter in the 4 months I have you. I think I can maintain.
100%.
I think in the off season it might be shooting. I think I can grow you from now. But April.
Ball handling is the most one-to-one time we put in to growth ratio I've ever seen in anything I've coached.
Okay, so everyone that's listening to this, this might be the golden nugget of the month. I'm telling you, I'm very rarely am I lost for words. I am lost for words right now because I've really never thought about that aspect of it. It's one of the reasons I do this podcast. You just literally put something in my head that I have not thought about. But I think I would say you're 90. If I was betting right now, I'd say you're 90% right when I really start thinking about it. But wow, okay, that's good.
So just expound on that a little bit. I've got a cone drill that I do. I stole it from the last head coach that was my boss before I became a head coach. He'd put a cone kind of in the slot and we would just dribble into ball screens and dribble out of ball screens, all the different ways you can dribble out of ball screens and read it. We drill that. That's part of my ball handling routine. And so
cone as a screener.
Yeah. The cone's the screener. And you just, here's how you do that probably every other day along with your normal ball handling routine.
And what are your reads off the ball screen?
Let's see here. There's four main ones that we drill and they're all individual. One is the lazy big man that sits back at kind of the nail.
Yep.
So you see that gap and you come off the screen hard, get downhill, and then either pull up short of the big man or make a second move on the big man.
Okay.
The next one is the hard show with the next one is the hard show with contact. So the big man has a hand on the back of the screener and you've got to string him out before
he comes at you hard.
Yeah. So he hedges hard, but he's got a hand on the screener. So there's no gap to shoot.
Okay.
So we work on the crab dribble, the slow crab to set him up. And then there's that moment where he doesn't know if he's going to stay on you or switch back to his man.
Okay.
And you wait for that moment and that's when you attack. And then comes the hard show with no contact that we teach him how to snake or split.
Okay.
And then we throw hand grenades to our lift guy out of the trap.
Oh, if you throw it back to the guy that set the screen.
Yeah. No. You can do it to the screener. You can ball screen and pop. Or we lift a guy out of the corner that's coming up to relieve pressure because you got
trapped. Oh, so it's right behind you. Like
you can do it either way. I've done it where we throw it back to the screener, and I've done it where ball side corner lifts and we throw there. So those are the four that we drill.
I love that.
That's on my YouTube channel. Is that ball handling series?
It is. I'll put that in the show notes.
It's me doing it, so it looks terrible, but but you'll see it.
What's the name of your YouTube channel?
It's called Hoops on the Brain. It was a pandemic project. I did it because I wanted to show my kids the skills I wanted them working on in their driveway.
Right.
And then it just became other things. I interviewed coaches, talked to a college coach, a friend of mine about the transfer portal, little fun things like that.
Okay.
And it's something I'm hoping to pick up more this summer. I'm okay if I label it a pandemic project, and that's what it was. But it's always
there's been a lot of YouTube channels, podcasts, Twitter, a lot of things started that I think are some will stay, but some won't. All right, shot clock, yes or no?
Absolutely yes.
Okay.
I hate that Texas doesn't have it.
We don't have enough time because we're already an hour and a half in, but. The reason I'm a no, and I don't really care that much, is I think it makes high school unique.
Okay.
That every game, it becomes more of a chess match. If you watch collegiate or even pro, they're all kind of the same game. But if I go to Texas and I go to Wyoming and I go to Florida and I go to Maine, I'm going to see all different styles of basketball. And mostly that's because there's no shot clock.
See, but you're the math teacher. You'd be in a timeout running those numbers, knowing exactly how you're going to get 2 for 1.
I would. I don't think it wouldn't. I don't think it wouldn't be bad for me. I just think it's one of those things that makes it what I think it's the purest game there is high school basketball.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because it's not exploited by, AAU or summer. It's not exploited by college. It is pure for the most part. People coach in high school for the most part because they want to be teachers and they want to teach the game. And then you can run Princeton. I can run flex. There's going to be a lot of zone, a lot of 2-2 for the states that run it. There's a lot of I'm going to take time off the clock. I'm going to 2-2-1 you. I'm going to matchup zone you. I'm going to switch. I just think it makes it more unique. That's the only reason I'm against it. But anyway, it's going to come eventually. I think longer now because of the pandemic, I think because of the cost.
Yeah.
I think I got set back a little bit. One thing you change about the game.
One thing I would change about the game. I'm bitter, but I've never had a team that's the best athletes on the floor. I'm probably never gonna have an undefeated season. I'm the king of the 19 wins season. That's me. I've had three of them. Yeah. I've had three of them. And every time this goes back to the shot clock thing. You get down, you're playing against a team that's far superior to you, but you're in it, and your kids are believing they can win, and you're down 4 with 4 minutes to go, and they go to that corner across half court and just take the air out of the ball. The shot clock for me fixes that and keeps me in games that I've lost by 4 or 6 and had to foul.
But from the math standpoint, if there's more possessions, the better team's going to win.
The
law of large numbers, probably more possessions.
Right.
If I'm better than you, I want more possessions. If I'm the underdog, I want less possessions.
I agree. But if I'm down 4 or 6 in the fourth, I need more possessions.
It's a stat teacher. You're taking a snapshot of one little thing that is happening. Yeah. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I think the shot clock actually hurts the underdog.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. Please subscribe and leave those 5-star reviews. Those 1-star reviews you can leave in your pocket, but go over to Apple and Spotify and wherever you leave reviews or wherever you listen and tell us what you're thinking. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial, the one-stop shopping, the Netflix for basketball coaches. And then also go over and check out our other podcasts, Teacher Side Gig and High School Hoops. Part of the, I love saying this, part of the Coach Market media conglomerate. Go over and check it out, and let's head back to the podcast.
Interesting. On the meta, it does.
On the meta, it does.
But situationally, it can help the underdog.
Because if I'm the underdog, I would figure out how I could do that to other teams.
See, and that's this is the thing, I'm chasing a rabbit here. Go with me. But there's probably 12 to 18 teams that just have superior talent in your state. And it doesn't matter who coaches them. A trained chimp could take them to a 20-win season.
Yep.
For the rest of us, coaching matters.
Yep. And coaching, the way I beat those 20 teams, if I'm not one of those 20 teams, is I'm going to control every aspect of the game. Mm-hmm. So I might come down to take a minute and a half off the clock. And I might do a matchup when I'm normally a man team. I am going to dictate to you more
yes. And
it's that's the only way I get close. Yeah.
But that, and I'll tell you, it's easier to dictate a team, what a team does, when the shot clock and time is a factor.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And so that's why the shot clock would benefit me. And yeah. I'm bitter that I don't have one.
Okay. Charge circle, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite quote?
Favorite quote is, and I'm going to misquote it, but it's basically, don't be afraid that kids aren't listening to you. Be terrified that they're always watching you.
Oh yeah. Here, I got it for you right here. It says, don't worry that children never listen to you. Worry that they are always watching you. Love that. Quarters or halves?
I'm okay with quarters. Not mad at quarters. Free timeouts.
Yeah. That's what I miss. We're halves. And you have to play more kids and there's a better flow to the game. But I miss the quarter timeout a lot.
That's interesting. I didn't know they were going to halves for high school.
Yeah, we were 2 18-minute halves, so we get 4 extra minutes. No extra timeouts. So it's more of a – I feel more like a collegiate coach in the sense that you can't play 36 minutes. I got to rest.
Are you still 3 fulls, 2/3?
And the thing is, it's like you watch a college game, no one plays 40 minutes, mm-mm, right? So no one's gonna play an entire high school game. You gotta rest them at some point. It's just too long. 18 minutes is just too long to go.
Yeah, go hard. See, we're still 8 minute quarters, and there's two kids that I didn't take out this year.
Best basketball coach of all time.
Best basketball coach of all time, John Wooden.
Okay, jump ball, yes or no?
Be more specific.
I don't. Well, okay. Do you think we should keep the jump ball at the beginning of a game? Yes or no?
Oh yeah, why not? I mean,
because they're horrible at tossing it.
They are horrible at tossing it.
And so it's one possession. So the visiting team, the universal rule in the world should be the visiting team gets the ball. Period.
And I mean,
and then it's alternating possession the rest of the game.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. Because I don't mind the jump ball.
I know, but no one practices it.
Nope.
And they're horrible at tossing it.
I have not found a ref that has been good at tossing it.
Because they don't do it. Like if we're the NBA and we jump ball every ball, then they'd be good at it. And our guys would be good at it. Or our gals would be good at it. But no one does it. It's a stupid, archaic thing that people have kept. They need this to get, I'm on a mission to get rid of the jump ball.
This is the first hot take on the jump ball I've ever heard. Is this a thing?
No, it for me it is.
Okay. Okay.
I am personally on a mission to get rid of the jump ball.
Okay.
Because there's no reason to have it. Like most gyms don't even have the complete circles anymore on by the free throw line. Mm-mm. So it's like, why do we do it? Because we're not, it's like testing them on something we don't teach all year. It's going to be in the final though. Like, and you start overtime with it. So overtime is actually relatively important.
Mm-hmm.
And you start with a jump ball. So, they get to do two that game. That's why, anyway, I'm the only person that cares about this. Trust me, the trolls and the Twitter haters come out when I bring this up on Twitter. Oh, my God. Oh,
I love this.
They hate. It's like, boom. It's like, why? They can't come up with a reason why we keep it.
Yeah, I just literally get in a defensive, like everybody's on my side of half court. And if we win, great. We're going to go set up half court offense. If we lose, don't, you know.
Again, it's the teacher in me. Think about the exit. So you and I are playing each other. Okay. I'm coming to your place. I get the ball to start the game. Think what you're going to think about. You're going to think about, okay, they get the ball. I'm going to do this to them, or I'm going to trap them, or I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to change the next possession. Mm-hmm. I mean, the chess match is so much better.
Yeah.
That if you knew every game you played, the visiting team got to start at half court, I think about all the coaching that would have to go on. Like how are you going to get the ball in? How are you going to do this? The reason I'm on this is because I had an official 2 years ago that called a foul on the jump ball to my player.
What?
Called a foul.
I've never heard of that.
Nope. That's what I told him too. He wasn't real happy with me. It was like, and it wasn't a foul. Like, it was like their arms got caught together because he was going. Yeah. It's not like he was pulling. If he was, and I watched the film, if he was doing one of those things where you grab or you pull down, absolutely. No, this is the nicest kid ever. Like, going to be a doctor.
Two kids just got tangled up. That's good.
He didn't really even get tangled up. It wouldn't. It was a no call. It was like a toss it again. Your toss is horrible. But anyway. You didn't think I was going to end with this, did you? Well, so here's the last question I ask everybody. One bit of advice you'd give your younger self.
One bit of advice I would give my younger self. Man, you've been so rapid fire with just hot takes.
Mm-hmm. This is I always end with this.
It would be about what I've learned about how to treat kids. It would not be a basketball thing. It would just be the more patience and the more love you can give a kid, that's what you need to do. You know, if you have a chance to kick a kid off the team or put in a plan that keeps him on the team, but he's got to do certain things to stay in the good graces of you and the team, you do that. You know, continue to give kids opportunities because that's what we're here to do.
Yeah. You know, I don't normally answer this question, but we're going on an hour and a half. So I think I will. I tell younger coaches, keep the highs not so high and the lows not so low. I just remember in my 20s and 30s when we lost our first state championship game, our state championship, and we were undefeated and we lost in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
I got too low on that. And then I got too high the next year when we won it. It's like, there's gotta be a little bit of a balance there. It's like, it's okay. You'll be okay if you lose it and you'll be okay if you win it. It's not going to be like a little bit more.
I like that because it also, you know, even in game, your highs and lows, it goes back to my quote, kids are watching you.
Yeah.
And so like when I was, when kids do something good in the first quarter and you celebrate that and come unglued and you're jumping and pumping your fists, you've now put the kids on an emotional path where they're going to crash by the fourth quarter because they burned all their high emotion.
Right. Right. Yeah. I give this advice to young coaches too. I said, you don't have to rev them up on the big game. You should be like Jerry Seinfeld on like even Steven right in the middle, man, because they're already, they know you might have to get them up for a game that you're 30 points better, but you don't need to get them up for the big game, man.
Yeah,
because if they ain't up, you're not going to win anyway. So
right.
Don't worry about it. All right. Thanks, Coach. I'm going to literally go walk my dogs, but thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Leave a review. We love those 5-star reviews. We're going to leave a 1-star. You can skip to the next podcast. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.